This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, soybeans are amazing little seeds. We can do so much with them, whether it's for feeding humans and animals, or fueling our cars, or being part of the rubber in tires and shoes, or sealing the road surfaces that we drive on. That little bean is everywhere and is an essential part of everyday life around the country and the globe. So how much is it contributing to the American economy? We'll talk about that rather large number right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
So how much to the American economy does that little tiny bean contribute? Try $124 billion. Yes, billion with a B. The United Soybean Board, through the Soy Checkoff and the National Oilseed Processors Association, updated an economic impact study to determine that little bean's contribution to our economy. Ed Lammers is the secretary of the United Soybean Board, and he tells us about numbers they found that went beyond the $124 billion.
So as a farmer, sometimes we kind of get in our daily routine and don't think about the big picture. And this study that USB and the crush industry come together to do showed us some great results and some really eye-opening contributions that the soy sector adds to the national economy. $124 billion per year. That's a big, big number. We got a lot of jobs that also fall in that economy, you know, with 223,000 paid full-time jobs. So those are some really big, big numbers. And really kind of goes to emphasize the importance of the soybean sector.
Now, Lammers says it's important for American soybean farmers to have these up-to-date numbers, so that way they're aware of the work they're doing to contribute to the American economy while they're in their trucks and combines this fall. It's always easy to lose sight of that contribution when you're looking at what the prices per bushel are, and also sometimes what you're getting out of your field after a tough year plagued by drought. Just remember that every bushel you take out of the field is money in your pocket and also good for the economy as a whole.
We kind of get in our daily routines. We don't think about that big picture, and that just kind of brings to attention of the importance of what we do every day and how it affects other people and the national economy. The value chain is wide and big. You know, you got fertilizers, you got transportation, you got the crush, you know, we got oil, we got meal, we got animal food. It's a miracle bean is what it is.
These numbers also show the importance of keeping up with marketing of our beans, and especially when we look at the export numbers as well as the innovation being developed from them. In addition to some of the uses I mentioned earlier, Lammers discussed the latest innovations that are being powered by those little beans.
New innovations that are coming out, and most people probably are not aware of, is this here soy foam that fire departments are using for retardants on special chemicals. You know, any food processors where chemical would not be friendly to the processor. Soy is a degradable, so that soy foam is just really has a really unique priority to it. Other things are seed lubricants. As a soybean producer, we always put some kind of a treatment on our seed to make it flows better so it don't plug up on our rows or whatever.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.